is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Rose Dalton, filling in for Shannon Lukens. Steamboat Springs police say someone took a handful of money from the tip jar at the Starbucks drive-thru Sunday. They called it a moment of opportunity. They saw the man on the core trail and asked him to stop, but he got away on a skateboard with less than $20. Are you alone? Raccoons have been moving into homes in the Yampa Valley this spring.
We're seeing a lot of raccoons trying to get into people's attics and soffits and roofs and for the moms to give birth to their kids.
That's Tim Evans with Steamboat Pest Control. He says to look around your yard to see if there are any trees or tree branches leaning against the roof to give the raccoons easy access to your home. They'll pull apart siding and screens. Matt Kempton with Steamboat Roofing has also seen the damage raccoons can do.
We see a lot where it's created pretty large substantial damage to roofs, leading to spots where water can get into the house, but it is something worth getting checked out.
Evan says he uses something called raccoon eviction paste. He puts it around the trees that the raccoons are climbing or the holes in the roof. It smells like a male raccoon. That scares away the female with the new kits because male raccoons will hurt them. You can also make a lot of noise in the area where you know they're hiding. Congratulations to the class of 2023. It was a big weekend for graduation ceremonies. Those graduating on Saturday were the seniors from Moffat County High School, also the Steamboat Sailors, the Scirocco Rams, the Meeker Cowboys. The class of 2023 had a unique high school experience that was interrupted almost immediately by the COVID-19 pandemic. The group made it merely half a year into their high school careers before the lockdown began. The cottonwood trees that were removed from Steamboat Springs High School last year are being replaced on Tuesday. 12 new trees are going in. Matt Treadway is getting some students and staff and community volunteers together to do it.
We are replacing some trees that were unfortunately taken out due to a construction project. And those trees were planted in the early 2000s by a science class at the middle school.
Treadway was a teacher there then. He says it feels full circle planting the new cottonwoods along Maple Street at the high school tomorrow. No trash service in Craig today for the Memorial Day holiday. Trash service for commercial and residential customers with the city of Craig, who are supposed to have service today, will have their trash picked up on Tuesday. Then the rest of the week is on the regular trash schedule. I'm Rose Dalton, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access anytime at steamboatradio.com.